Akron Fairgrove's winless on the season, taking on CPS.
And for them, they're going to stay that way. CPS will get a win.
New Haven Merritt against Peck in Peck at 4-4.
I like the home team here. Peck is a traditionally a good football team, kind of average this year, sitting at 4-4, but I think they get win number 5 tonight.
And a game with a lot of bragging rights attached to it. Caseville and Owengage, both teams at 1-7, playing in Owendale tonight.
Yeah, both teams have had trouble keeping their teams on the field healthy for tonight. I'm gonna take a stab at the home team there to get win number 2.
And then, of course, the big game where Paul P. Adams is tonight as well. And I do believe Chip Birch might be there, too. I'm not quite sure on their schedule. But Bay City All Saints at 6-0 in divisional play, 6-2 overall, taking on North Huron, also at 6-0 in divisional play. Winner takes all in the NCTL stripes.
Nobody's seen this North Huron team coming. New coaching staff, new faces on the team. I'm really pulling for them. Bay City's going to be a tall task, but I'm hoping and thinking North Huron's going to sneak it out in a close one.
Now we move on to the Greater Thumb Conference teams. An 11-player in non-conference action, Caro travels to Cass City. Caro 2-6. A Class B school taking on Cass City at 7-1.
This is a game where Cass City will win handily, and it's an important victory for them because it's another Class B school they can add to their record of beating this year, and that's going to really support their playoff points and encourage them to get maybe one, possibly two home games in the playoffs.
Marlette is at Armada. Marlette is a 2-6, just took out Memphis last week. Armada at 4-4.
Yeah, I don't know as much about Armada either, but we've seen and heard enough about Marlette this year. I'm going to take Armada at home.
Armada has a cider mill. I do know that, Dave.
Yes, you do. I don't think it was that long ago.
No,
you were
I
there.
Don't think so. In the pouring rain. Lakers at St. Charles. Lakers at 7-1. St. Charles at 1-7.
Oh, St. Charles, don't know what they're getting themselves into. Lakers, I think, is the best team in our area, and they're going to continue to prove that tonight with a big win on the road.
The Reese Rockets at 3-5 take on the 3-5 Essexville Garbers.
I just can't figure out Reese this year. They thought we were going to be competitive. They just lost to Bad Axe not that long ago. Give me Essexville Garber, then. I'll take them in what would be an ugly game.
Clarkson Everest at 7-1 taking on Memphis, who's 0-8.
I hate to be that guy, but give me anybody else not named Memphis. I'll take Clarkson Everest to get their 8th win.
And moving on to Greater Thumb Conference crossover matchups now. KPAC, well, the future of Greater Thumb Conference, I should say, KPAC at Brown City. Both teams at 2-6.
Brown City's got a couple athletes on that team. Not enough to be a good football team in the Greater Thumb Conference, but they have a couple of them that makes them competitive. I will take Brown City at home over KPAC.
The Ubley Bearcats coming off that loss to Harbor Beach. They're only their second loss of the year at 6-2. As they are traveling to Bad Axe, who's 2-6.
I got to imagine Bad Axe is going to see a very angry and refocused Ubley Bearcat team. They want win number 7, and they will get it.
Vassar at Sandusky. Vassar 2-6, Sandusky 4-4.
I think Sandusky gets win number 5 and throws their name into the hat and hoping that they can get a 5-4 bid from the MHSAA playoff gods and throw them into the playoffs. It's their only chance, but I do think they at least make the MHSAA think about it.
And we just got confirmation that Paul P. Adams and Chip Birch are both covering that North Huron game, so we'll have plenty of coverage in that NCTL Stripes Championship. And, of course, our game of the week in front of us tonight, Harbor Beach at USA, and all three supposed experts are picking the Harbor Beach Pirates. Dave Hansen, 39-13, 26-point differential. Paul P. Adams, 40-8, a 32-point differential. And Doug Cole taking the low at 36-12, a 24-point differential. We are 25 minutes away from kicking off for week number 9 of MHSAA football, and you're listening to the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the away team tonight. That's the Harbor Beach Pirates, coming off a big win on the road at Ubley. And now on to week number 9, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure. and it's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Have you wanted to step up to the latest Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus smartphone, but are afraid of the price? Well, it's time to hurry to Thumb Cellular for a limited time only at all locations of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Get the best savings on the latest smartphone on the market. The Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus are now $200 off. This fantastic deal is for a limited time only and only at Thumb Cellular. Stop in and get the latest and greatest Android phone, the Samsung Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus, at deep discounted pricing. The Samsung Galaxy S8, which is normally $429, is now only $229. And the 8 Plus, regularly priced at $529, is now just $329. Also get 20% off cases on any 8 phone. That's right, any phone case for any 8 phone is 20% off now for October 31st. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and get yourself the new top-of-the-line Android phone. Then you'll know why Thumb Cellular is truly the talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
Their 10th anniversary was October 16th, but more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating 10 years of growth all month with gifts for you, like promotional giveaways, $500 higher trade-in allowances, and 10% discounts on eligible service work. Come in, take a test drive, and get registered for the 55-inch smart TV drawing. No purchase necessary. Check over their large in-stock selection of brand-new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take advantage of those higher trade-in dollars. Buy or lease your new Chevrolet and find new roads. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. And when the winter comes, your hardwood home for high school hoops with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney, and believe it or not, that time is not far away. But right now, in the past 43 years, Harbor Beach has had only two head coaches in program history. Hall of Fame coach John Jack Dillon led the team from 1975 to 1996, then handed the reins over to one of his trusty assistants, a guy they go by Troy Shelkey. In those 444 combined football games between the two, the Pirates of Harbor Beach have won 65% of their matchups. The word consistency comes to mind, especially after you take a look at the trophy case in the halls of Harbor Beach High School.
Well, let's look at it this way. Since 1975, they have 19 divisional titles and 16 playoff appearances, 6 district championships, 5 regionals, 6 semifinal appearances, 2 state finals, and the 1 state championship ring. There's a lot of accolades in that hallway.
In the past 7 seasons, the Pirates have only finished under 500 twice, going 4-5 the past 2 years. Otherwise, from 2011 to 2014, Harbor Beach has had at least 11 wins in each season. So far this season, they have 7 wins to their credit, going for their 8th tonight. But none of that past matters for Harbor Beach this evening. No one knows that more than the younger brother of state champion Josh Shelkey and son of head coach state champion Troy Shelkey, and that would be the senior play caller of James Shelkey.
James Shelkey, an incredible athlete as well. Plays quarterback, defensive back against Ubley last week. Was 5 of 7 passing, 136 yards and a touchdown through the air. Also had 18 carries, 91 yards on the ground. And against Reese, more of the same. He completed 4 passes for 163 yards and a score. He also carried the ball 23 times for 98 yards and 3 scores. So he truly is a dual threat quarterback, not afraid to tuck it and run. and certainly can throw it right over the top of you if you're not ready for it.
Historically, and especially in